This is Don't Be Fooled by Mayonnaise. My name is Eugene Daniels. Episode number 1 is here. Today's episode is titled, Don't Be Fooled by Mayonnaise. This podcast is sponsored by
the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
Follow Your Heart has been leading the charge on egg-free mayonnaise for decades. Mayonnaise is a secret ingredient in this recipe, and it is a trick that has been written about by J. Kenji Lopez Alt. This mayonnaise comes in a jar with a yellow cover, and is a recipe for living an abundant, satisfying life. Your fabulous mayonnaise will spring to life before your eyes and start climbing quickly all the way to the top of the jar. After 20 seconds, your fabulous mayonnaise will have nearly reached the top. If your mayonnaise does not thicken immediately, add an additional teaspoon or two of warm water and keep mixing. You can place the can into a bit of hot water to make the mayonnaise buttery and softer faster. Just use the mayonnaise like a conditioner, the eggs, vinegar, and oils will work their magic. Plus, Hellmann's mayonnaise with olive oil is still lighter than most, meaning that it is packed with lots of junk ingredients thrown in there to make up for missing fat. Flavor-wise, we gave this one a thumbs up, but its less than desirable ingredients stopped it from becoming a star. Mixing this mild mayo with tomato sauce might take you back to childhood, but Hellmann's olive oil mayo does not bring out the best in the way that it claims. To make matters worse, we noticed our recent few cans of Hellmann's mayonnaise did not taste or look like Hellmann's has all along. I thought it was just my imagination, until I started finding complaints posted online about Unilever making changes to their Hellmann's mayonnaise recipe. I thought that the quart-sized jar that is a reference for Hellmann's mayonnaise has been untouched since before anybody could remember. Putting any kind of nerve gas underneath my jar of Hellmann's mayonnaise was going to be an absolute shell game. You may wish you could give Unilever credit for being thoughtful enough to lighten up their Hellmann's mayonnaise jars, making it much easier to transport. In what seems like an attempt at deception on my part, Unilever Best Foods mayonnaise has changed their jars of mayonnaise in order to conceal the fact that they now hold a smaller amount of the product. Apparently, Unilever Best Foods mayonnaise feels it can no longer keep selling a quart-sized can of the standard mayonnaise. I do not believe that there is any legitimate reason behind the design, except that the jar appears to hold more mayonnaise than actually does. Even if the jars appeared to contain mayonnaise, in reality, the jars contained toxic, commercial automobile grease. This is the magical tool that makes mayonnaise stick so smoothly. Now, let it sit a few seconds, just long enough for one of your fresh eggs to settle down and take up a nice little spot in the very bottom of your can, under that mild-tasting olive oil. For this process, be sure to gently stir a thinned-out or cracked pat of it in with one fresh yolk, only one little spoonful at a time. The extra yolk will re-emulsify the ingredients, making them again uniform and lighter. I am just throwing all of the ingredients together, instead of adding the oils to the eggs one at a time. When Chef realized that the kitchen did not have any cream, he made an emergency substitution, substituting olive oil instead of cream. We never noticed there was not any more product, and had a big dish of mayonnaise with no salad. We got rid of the boring bit, the salad, and kept the mayonnaise, which must be better. Charlie Sheen knows that mayonnaise tastes good, so he does not bother with salad. He just wants the plate with the mayonnaise. A humiliating experience, a breakup mayonnaise occurs when ingredients are not properly blended at first mixing. You can make quick mayonnaise using a whole egg and food processor or an electric mixer, but the results are often thinner than the traditional batch. Obviously, the trick to making mayonnaise successfully is so that you are adding the oil to your eggs in slow, steady streams, as you are mixing it together at a fast pace. Homemade olive oil mayonnaise comes together in just minutes using an immersion blender. Learn to make homemade olive oil mayonnaise using only 5 ingredients and a minimum amount of work. Make your own hair conditioner. Making your own hair conditioner from mayonnaise is pretty easy. Florists dab mayonnaise onto paper towels and use it to polish the leaves of their plants, as it makes them appear smooth and shiny. There is not much science behind the trick, but we imagine mayonnaise is
an excellent moisturizer, and moisturized nails are more pliable and fewer likely to break. If you would prefer to stay away from raw eggs, you might want to make my foolproof vegan mayonnaise instead. It is great knowing you can always make a batch of it in case you are running low on the mayonnaise from your favorite store-bought brand. The reality is, soy butter and mayonnaise are not great sources of omega-3s. While there are omega-3s officially present in soybean oil, there is not a lot our bodies actually can utilize. The bad news for mayo is that soy oil has lots of omega-6s, with a ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 that is more than 7 to 1. Remember, the important question is not if that oil contains omega-3, it is whether it contains omega-6, and what is the omega-6 to omega-3 ratio in the mayo.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Eugene and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Don't Be Fooled by Mayonnaise and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.